We heard a story from the Gospels just a moment ago of Jesus taking three of his disciples up to the top of a mountain. And it says when they got up there, two other people appeared on the mountaintop. Were you listening or do you remember the story to know who they were? Wait, we got one. Moses and Elijah. Moses, speaking of mountaintops, the reason Moses appeared is because when Moses and his lifetime went up to a mountaintop, do you remember what he brought down for the people? Ten Commandments. He brought down the law. So when Moses appears on the top of the mountain before Jesus and his disciples, he is representing God giving the law to the people. That's Moses. Elijah, however, didn't bring the law to anybody. Do you have any idea why Elijah might have appeared on the mountaintop? Or do you remember who Elijah was? That might help. I think you're still on Moses. Moses led his people out of Egypt. Elijah, though, had a different job. Do you remember yet? He was a prophet. Prophets had the job of coming to people and telling them, this is what the Lord says for you, this is what the Lord says for you. Instead of having something written down, guidelines to work with that God gave them, God gives prophets the Spirit, and they speak words to people for their lives. So we've got the law in Moses, we've got the prophets in Elijah, and the third person on the mountaintop was Jesus. Something happened to him, though. He's on the mountaintop. Do you remember what happens in this story that we have from Matthew? His clothes dazzle with white. Something else happens. Go ahead. Right? Those two other guys were Moses and Elijah. Something else happens to Jesus. One more time. His face got all what? As bright as the sun. Good interpretation. Literally what it says is he was transfigured, or he changed shape. So my question to you this morning is, because Matthew doesn't tell us the particulars like this, God is trying to show the disciples that Jesus is more than human, he's divine. So he changes shape in front of them. If God wants to show the disciples that Jesus is divine, what do you suppose that shape would look like? What would Jesus change into? Hold on, Emily, had her hand up. Go ahead. You forgot, okay? Catherine? A dove. So you think he shrunk into a dove and floated there for a moment in the air, maybe? Is that what you were thinking? No. What do you have in mind when you said change into a dove? Or a dove came upon him. Although if we had something else coming on him, I think Matthew would have said that. But Jesus himself was changed. Any other ideas how his shape might have changed? Interesting. Aiden, you want to give it a shot? Did you lose it? Remember what Josiah said a few minutes ago about how Jesus' face changed? What did he say? Bright like the sun. So maybe this is how he was changed. Not necessarily a change in the shape, like a physical thing, but the best word Matthew has for it is he changed shape. But the face was transformed so they couldn't recognize it anymore. How many of you have ever tried to look at the sun on a bright day? You try it, how does it work out? You actually looked at the sun. How long? How long could you look at it? It took a picture. Long enough to get a shot of the sun. But most of us can't look at the sun for very long because it is so bright. And you blind yourself if you keep staring at the sun. So maybe this is what Matthew is referring to. Jesus' shape was changed. In other words, his shape sort of melted away. Because when something gets so bright, you can't make out the borders of it anymore. So they couldn't really recognize Jesus. They knew it was him, because they walked up the mountain with him. But he was transformed into something so bright like the sun that they couldn't even look at him anymore for a moment. I think that's probably a good bet. See, I think you're going to say he like, described him looking like an angel. Like an angel, maybe that's how his form changed. What's that? That's what you were thinking? Alright, who said no? Yes, they've been dead for a very long time. You think they were angels? Okay, that makes sense. Or they're spirits. But are angels are spirit people, right? So they can be their spirit and they can be angels? Maybe we should work that all out in another children's time. Okay. So Jesus wanted to display to the disciples that he was divine. And so he changed his form so that it was something brilliant as the sun, and they couldn't really describe it. Which is fitting for God because no one has seen God face to face. So you can't really describe what God looks like. So when Jesus sort of showed his divinity to them, showed the fact that he was God, they couldn't really describe it anymore. And maybe Josias is the best way to describe it. He was shining so brilliantly, especially on his face, but they couldn't really look at him directly. But they got the message. They got the message that Jesus was something more than just a normal teacher, a normal human being. He was God for them. Which is why Jesus took them up on the mountain in the first place, to show them that. So for us, we remember that story because it helps us to remember who Jesus is, that he is God for us, and God with us. Let me say a prayer for you, and I'll send you back to your seats. Lord, we thank you for coming to us in Jesus Christ. We thank you that he was fully divine, and we thank you that his face shone for the disciples, and they remembered it so that we could remember. And we ask, Lord, as we go out into the world today and for the rest of our lives, that you would make our faces shine with the Holy Spirit, so that when folks see our lives, they also see something divine, and we can introduce them to the one who is God for us, our Lord Jesus Christ. I ask this in his name, by the power of his Spirit. Amen.